I'm a fan.
Is that from Mary?
All right, since we are running a little bit behind, we will go ahead and move forward with beginning the Education Committee meeting. First, we have the call to order, which is done. Second, approval of the minutes from the August 31st, 2020 meeting.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, and the minutes are approved. Number three, we have public comments. Is there anybody from the public here to make a comment? Going once, going twice? All right. And up next, we have item number four, update on Mount Pleasant Youth Council.
Good morning, members of the committee. It is my pleasure to bring to you an update on the youth council. We've had our first two sessions. Unfortunately, we had a pandemic in the middle of the sessions. But I've got some photos here for you, but I think that it would be best to hear from a member of the youth council for yourselves as to the work that they've done and the future of hopefully where this council could go. So if it's all right with you, Mr. Chair, I'd like to introduce Josie Massenet to come forward and provide some comments about the youth council.
We would love that.
Good morning. I'm Josie. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm a graduating senior at Academic Magnet, and I spent my first 2 years at Oceanside with Ms. Corley.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, so I'm just here to talk to you about some of the progress that we've made over the past 2 years. Obviously, we were chosen, and then everything happened with COVID, so it's been kind of difficult, but we were still able to achieve some of the things that we had set our goals towards. At the first meeting 2 years ago, we chose our priority projects, and these are the things that we would just devote the majority of our time to, and these persisted for both years. First, we wanted to increase awareness for mental illness in teens and also open up a line of communication for those struggling. We made an appearance at Our Community, Our Children, having some members speak to the attendees about their knowledge and experiences on the subject. We also met with a representative from the National Alliance of Mental Illness, established a little bit of a network there, and we hope to partner with them in an event in Mount Pleasant in the coming years. We had hoped to be able to have a cultural fair, and we were going to do that at the end of the half marathon, but groups were wary to participate in it because of COVID, so we hope that we're able to get that up and going in the next few years as well. Yes, and that's the event. Another one of our hopes had been to spend some time bettering the environment in our community, and we were able to help out at an oyster nourishment to this end. Afterwards, we were all in agreement that not only did this help us fulfill one of our goals, but it gave us the chance to get to know one another better and was overall very enjoyable. I think in the coming years, it would be beneficial for the council to line up some of these opportunities towards the beginning of the year. And also more frequently, we were able to establish contacts and get our name out there in addition to helping with the cleanup. One of our biggest goals had been to establish ourselves on social media and set up a more accessible line of communication between our peers and the local government. Thanks to Isabel Turner, who headed the social media page, we were able to get this up and post about the different things going on in our community. Now has about 150 followers, and I would love to see this base grow in the next 2 years, and I think there's a big potential for it as well. I was beyond happy with my experiences as a member on the council. Everyone that participates was super hands-on with a vested interest in bettering the environment, the community, and just being surrounded by these people was very valuable. As someone wanting to go into government, it also provided me with a strong foundation and understanding of the workings of local government and solidified my interests in the field. I love everything that we were able to accomplish and everyone that we were able to meet. The council allowed me to establish networks and connections that were not just limited to my high school career either. For example, in my Yale interview, I was talking about the mental illness stuff and the National Alliance Mental Illnesses, and she actually chimed in that she had been a volunteer with NAMI for years in the past, so that was awesome. And this is just one example of the ways in which the council helped me feel more connected with my community and the people around me. In the coming years, I would love to see the council be able to pull off a cultural fair. We had a built-in audience with the half marathon, as well as a stage and space, so I believe that if participation were to increase, it could really be a success. Also, like I said, I would love to see what the next group is able to accomplish with the social media page. I think there's a huge potential with the follower base, as well as the material to post, and our goal of establishing a line of communication could truly be fulfilled with this. I know that we all enjoyed the volunteering aspects, and I think in coming years it would be beneficial to add more of these opportunities towards the beginning of the sessions. I truly appreciate the opportunity to serve on the council and all the people who allowed it to be possible. The experience has been unmatched, and I'm really excited to see what the future has for the town council. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any questions or comments?
I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you, Ms. Corley.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait. I think I'm going to do a better job of marketing it and making sure that more students have an opportunity to apply, because it's such an amazing thing. And you're right, I think COVID just put a damper on stuff, but moving forward, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank
and
you.
I didn't know you wanted to go into government.
Who yes,
did?
Ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say thank you so much for all your hard work on the council, and please relay it to the other members of the council. It's so neat to see you all up here doing your work. And also thank you, Lauren, for helming this and really pushing it forward and bringing in all the right connections and helping them achieve their vision.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Oh, and what are your plans for next year?
I'm attending the College of William & Mary. Oh, it's up on the screen. As a Monroe Scholar, so.
Very cool.
Wow.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much. And before we move on to the next thing, what is our timeline looking like for gathering applications for the next round? Are we just replacing graduating seniors and the other folks get to stay, or I don't know what we're thinking there?
Yes, that's the idea, just so that there is some kind of institutional knowledge built into the council.
Okay.
And so we have about half of the members currently are underclassmen, so they have the opportunity to come back if they choose, and then we would open the seats up for the remaining spots after that point. I think 12 was a good number because it was large enough to accomplish tasks that they wanted to get done, but it wasn't too large where, you know, folks got lost in the shuffle, they couldn't have their voices heard, anything of that nature. So I think that's probably a good number to stick with moving forward. And applications are currently open. We are accepting applications until June 15th. So we've sent them out to all of the area high schools and our homeschool contacts. I was very pleased that we did have a member on the committee who was I'd be happy to. Who was a homeschool high schooler here, and so I was happy to see that we were reaching that population as well. And so the idea is that the session continues to coincide with their school year. So we would do interviews over the summer, and then the next session would kick off in August, September, depending on the time frame there, and go throughout the school year. As Josie mentioned, that was one of the things that we learned this year, which I am so glad I am not a high schooler these days, because they are incredibly busy. And so trying to plan some events earlier in the year before we get to final exams and college entrance applications and interviews and all of that is something that we'd like to do moving forward. So again, hope to start it off in August or September of next year and have another great representation of our community and diversity in schools and membership on our board.
Perfect. Has that been posted on like Mount Pleasant social media and all of that as well?
It has. Okay. We're planning to do the round two of the PR campaign here in the next coming week. So.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, absolutely. But I'd be happy to send it all to you if you have contacts.
We'd love
to share that out. Yes,
yeah, we'd love
absolutely.
To spread the word.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll move on to item number 5.
Yes, and this is just the recognition of our graduating seniors. Our WANDO members are still in school today, so they were unable to attend, and the ones, you know, Josie is here, but my other two have started their summer vacations already. So I just wanted to show you what these impressive teens are doing moving forward. And so collected all of their post-high school plans. You see Miles, who was very involved, particularly in track and field. He was very passionate about that, and he's moving on to Clemson University. We'll be double majoring there, moving into the biotechnology field. Abby Sullivan will be going to Barnard College at Columbia University for art history. Eliza Taylor, who was Josie's vice chair, will be going to University of Georgia Honors College for political science, then moving to law school. And then Josie shared her plans with you, also in a pre-law track with a future of law school after that. Isabel Rakova, who was the one who mentioned the cultural fair, interestingly enough, that Josie was speaking about. She's moving on to Clemson University in health sciences. And then Walker Carswell is attending West Point for football.
Oh, cool.
So very impressive plans for all of these teens. I can tell you, it has been such a pleasure working with them over the past couple of years, and they are very driven, motivated, and committed teams, and we're very proud of them and happy to have them as part of our community. So,
okay. I don't know how this works, but I would like to invite these graduating seniors and their families to come to our next council meeting next Tuesday evening. And I know some of them are in school still, so they couldn't make it today. But I'd love to give them that opportunity to recognize them there. Is that something that's possible?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to do that at the next Tuesday's meeting.
All right. I'd be happy to.
All right.
That's all I have for you, unless you have any questions.
Else? Okay.
All right.
And Lauren, thank you so much for all of your hard work.
My pleasure.
You're the best.
Absolutely.
All right. With that, we will adjourn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.